Whistle stop number 6, the pigeon. You're facing south, standing on the Pigeon River Bridge, built in 1883. The Mississauga Indians, the earliest settlers in this area, had a village along this watercourse near present-day Omimi as early as the 1730s. The river was, and still is, important for boating and fishing for walleye, muskie, and small and largemouth bass. The name Omimi imitated the Omimi call of the passenger pigeon, and that actually was the Mississauga name for the passenger pigeon, Omimi. At one time, the passenger pigeon was the most common bird in North America, with estimates in the billions. By the 19th century, the most abundant bird in the world would be extinct. Why? A combination of things, but loss of habitat and the commercialization of pigeon meat were the main reasons. It only seems fitting that in recognition of the passenger pigeon, a place be named after it. A reminder for all of us, what may seem abundant can be lost forever if we don't look after our environment and think about the consequences of our actions. From the bridge, you can see a section of the downtown. Just beyond the highway bridge, there was a grist mill built by William Cottingham in 1825, one of the first grist mills in the city of Kawartha Lakes. It's no longer there, but there is a swimming beach area and washrooms. Omimi is the oldest settlement in the city of Kawartha Lakes. What's interesting is how the name of the village has changed over the years. The village was initially named Emily in 1818, followed by Cottinghamville in the 1820s, followed by Metcalf in 1835, changed to Williamstown, changed back to Metcalf by the 1850s, and finally renamed Omimi in the 1890s. Why so many name changes? Partly because of the prominent individuals who lived in the village and wanted a legacy. Today, it's interesting to hear people try to pronounce Omimi. Examples, Omami, 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 Omami. Regardless of the pronunciation, it's probably a name that you won't forget.